Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our new friend, George Levy. He's not brand new. He's been with us before. He's an award-winning lecturer and senior instructor on Bitcoin at the Blockchain Institute of Technology, BIT, and a Udemy course instructor as well. And he's our good friend, George Levy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm very excited to be here again and being able to share with you and with your audience. Very psyched to be here.
Thanks. Glad to have you back. So folks, George's expertise is in cryptocurrency and blockchain, which is the technology. Blockchain is the technology. Just as a reminder, we've talked about this before many times, but just as a reminder, blockchain is the technology that the platform that delivers the cryptocurrency. Now here's a question for you, George. Is it accurate to use blockchain to describe the technology that delivers all cryptocurrency? It really isn't, is it?
No, and blockchain is only one of the technologies involved in delivering a cryptocurrency. You know, blockchain is what keeps the ledger, but it depends on the cryptocurrency. You have peer-to-peer, right, because you're doing a transaction between people. So blockchain is only one of the technologies used. But not all cryptocurrencies use blockchain. There's variations. Blockchain has been evolving.
Yeah, in fact, one of my Brain Trust members has developed a cloud-based platform. He created a coin, something called CloudCoin, and he created a cloud-based system that has its own limitations, but it sort of takes over some of the limitations of blockchain. But regardless, blockchain is really in the news these days. It's become more in the news, really, even than cryptocurrency, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Blockchain expands way beyond the use of just merely cryptocurrency. It's being applied in keeping health records. It's being applied in voting. It's being applied in supply chain management. Just blockchain has a lot of applications beyond merely just cryptocurrency.
Well, simple contracts. There are contracts that can be done in blockchain. And the reason why this has happened, folks, is because whereas cryptocurrency is still seen as a little bit of a esoteric, maybe even a strange kind of an item, blockchain has become practical, hasn't it? It's becoming practical.
Absolutely, and there's multiple applications being done right now. As I mentioned, supply chain management. Right now, Walmart has a major initiative that they've been doing with IBM, putting the supply chain on their food supply.
How would blockchain be an improvement over their current supply chain systems?
That's an excellent question. The key challenge is that the supply chain, many of the supply chains globally, there are these big processes built with a lot of different pieces working together. Many of these steps in the traditional supply chains over the years are paper-based. Like, say, for example, food, and you have a farmer. A farmer may have some lettuce that's leaving their farm. They might fill out some paper forms, and then it gets passed over to some sort of distributor. That distributor passes on to some sort of manufacturer. Or, long story short, all these processes are separate, and they have no way of integrating. Many of them are on paper, as I said. There's challenges to that, which is what Walmart has been pointing out.
Are they losing some of the dates, and therefore the food value of some of these supplies in the process? Is that what the old system's doing? What the blockchain would keep things more current, more accurate?
So I'll tell you, I'll cut to the chase. Frank Giannis is the VP of food safety for Walmart, and he actually tested the traditional process for food supply versus the supply chain management versus the blockchain based system that they have. What used to take them 7 days to find the provenance of a food item they could do now in a matter of 2 seconds.
Wow.
And think about them in the context of, imagine a food a foodborne illness outbreak, like which has happened with lettuce and E. coli, right? When you're trying to find the source of it, Walmart has to pull millions of dollars worth of lettuce off the shelf until they find the culprit.
Right.
But now, if they can find it in 2 seconds, they can minimize that impact and at the same time save people much faster. It's a huge process improvement.
So what I want you to do when you come back, this would be a very good example of how we can take this particular story and then break it down into how it would work in a small business. So when we come back after the break, I want you to tell us how blockchain does that as opposed to the other system. We already know that the other system has a lot of paper and there's some digital parts to it too. But why is blockchain different again? We're going to get a little bit more into detail with our good friend George Levy, and that's coming up right after the break. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.